Yeah, yesterday I was texting with Hendrik van Doorn because he also paints, and he said how does your atelier look like? So I sent him some pictures and he said mine starts to look like Francis Bacon's. And I said, yeah, wow, that's gonna be a piece of shit when you have to move, huh? And then I started talking that they tried to rebuild his atelier, which is crazy to rebuild Francis Bacon's atelier because it's complete horror wacky mess of stuff. And then I started talking to him that we are going to build this organization structure of VZW, and that we're gonna call it, I don't know what you call VZW in English.
I think I know it. Organization with limited responsibility or so. No. Non-commercial organization.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I said...
Non-profit.
Oh yeah, non-profit. And I said we're gonna start up the non-profit organization for me and the work with Anita. And I said we're gonna call it Francis Bacon. France is Bacon. And he said... And he sent his gif. Like a dog and a woman looking at each other like they don't understand anything.
I know that gif.
Yeah. I told the whole story of the guy that...
Knowledge is power, Francis Bacon. He heard from his father when he was a child and he understood knowledge is power, but he didn't understand why France is Bacon.
And then he would ask all these people, like his teachers, why, what does it mean, knowledge is power, Francis Bacon? And then he would receive lectures on the first part, but nobody would say why Francis Bacon. And at some point, like when he would get an explanation, he would just say Francis Bacon, and people would affirmatively move their heads. How do you call this?
Yeah, nodding.
Nodding. And it took him. It took him like 20 years or so to realize that it's a quote from Francis Bacon. And when I told that to you, you didn't get the joke either.
No, I didn't. And it took me a long time to realize I didn't know there was a Francis Bacon in the 15th century. For some reason, I missed it. I thought, how can Francis Bacon be the first one to say that knowledge is power? That's not convincing. And then I said to Hendrik, yeah, every time I'm in my bedroom that is next to the bathroom, then I feel like sending to Anita Francis Bacon because then I hear her giggle in the bath.
That's so cute.
That she wants to hear me giggling.
Yeah, because I send it and then I go like, hee hee hee. Yeah, and I said, I know it has nothing to do with our project, but we just have fun and we just do whatever we want to. It's fun.
I wonder if the guy really existed though.
Francis Bacon?
No, the guy who told the story of not knowing it until his 20s.
Ah,